Your local Purina dealer, the man who sells checkerboard poultry and livestock chows, takes you now to the Checkerboard Fun Fest with Eddie Arnold and the Tennessee Plowboys, the Cackle Sisters, four old-timers, the Old Hickory Singers, and the pride of Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield. Now, here's Eddie Arnold.
There's fun in the air down at Checkerboard Square, the big Purina store. Oh, you see, show meet the people you know, and laugh till your sides are sore. Whatever you need, farm equipment or feed, you'll find it all right there. One big store supplies galore, down at Checkerboard Square.
Well, thank you, friends. This is Eddie Arnold talking again today and saying welcome again to all you good friends to our Checkerboard Fun Fest. All the gang is here and we're all ready to go. Our two cute little gals are going to lead us off. Carolyn and Mary Jane, the Cackle Sisters, will Hillbilly Bill. Girls, are you ready?
He's my big mountain hillbilly Bill. When my hillbilly Bill yodels over the hill, I can't get on my shoes fast enough. When he kisses my cheek, I can't eat for weeks. He's my big mountain hillbilly Bill. Hilly Bill, hilly Bill. He's my big mountain hillbilly Bill. Pa, 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 all out of breath, 'cause I love him to death. He's my big mountain hillbilly Bill. My big mountain hillbilly Bill. Oh, they say that I sing like a thrush in the spring, and it sure gives me a thrill. Now my heart kind of pitched when he said, Bill. He's my big mountain hillbilly Bill. My big mountain hillbilly Bill.
All right. Mighty pretty girl. Now right on the heels of our two fair maids come the old-timers, our Old Hickory Singers. And today they're singing Grandfather's Clock. Gentlemen, let them have it.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again. When the old man died, 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, his life second numbering.
Mighty pretty fellas. Now, Louis Buck, what's the egg situation?
There's money in eggs this year, and thousands of successful poultrymen are adjusting their feeding programs to get top production from good hens. That's why so many customers are asking about Purina laying feeds. For years, leaders in the field of balanced laying rations. You see, both Purina La Ina, the complete mash, and Purina La Chow, the supplement that's fed half and half with grain, combine vitamins, minerals, and other food materials so necessary to keep layers in condition. La Ina and La Chow are made of top quality ingredients and are carefully blended to give you a real egg-making ration. So when you feed the Purina way, you're assured of balanced feeding. Yes, for eggs of plenty and eggs of quality, change to Purina laying feeds and see the difference Purina makes. And by the way, if you're getting that laying house ready, ask your dealer about Purina Insect Oil and Purina Checker Effect, the powerful poultry house disinfectant. Both are valuable indeed to help control disease and parasites.
Thank you, Louie Buck. And now, friends, a little song from the old boy that I hope you like. One that the folks seem to like mighty well around here. Love Gone Cold.
Your love has done gone cold. There is no one to ease my weary soul. And I know I found my only goal. It's love gone cold. What have I ever done to you that you treat me like you always do? Will you leave me here to grieve my soul with love gone cold? What will I do when you're gone? I can't face an empty life alone. What have I to show when I go? But love gone cold. I need the care that you withhold. For your love means more to me than gold.
Thank you, friends. Thank you. If you ever get lost when traveling through the South, you're apt to run in on a little man who has so many cordon wrinkles in his pants that he can play Birmingham Jail every time he sits down. And if you ask his name, he'll be proud to let you know that he's the only son of an only son of the famous Cornwall clan. Yes, folks, it's Mrs. Brassfield's baby boy, Rod. Come in, Rod. What are you, sir?
Well, thank you, Mr. Arnold, and howdy, friend. You know, folks, I seen an awful pitiful sight of coming up here to the checkerboard square a while ago. Yes, sir, I did. I seen a pitiful sight. I seen a poor old horse fly sitting on an automobile trying to bore into the radiator cap. I felt sorry for that poor thing. I'm telling you the truth. I got a brother down home at the blacksmith in a candy store. That's true. That's what he is. He's a blacksmith in a candy store. He shoes flies. Over at our house, we don't shoe flies. We just let them run around barefoot. I found out something. I found out that insects can talk. It's a fact. I heard them, yes, sir, with my own ears, of course. Now, I couldn't tell what they was saying. But they were sure insects can talk. They were sure in my clothes closet. They just a chewing the rag. You know, them moths is a bad thing to have around with clothes and things so hard to get, like shoes, for instance. My shoes are so thin I can stand on a dime and tell whether it's heads or tails. I'm telling you the truth. And I ain't got no shoe stamp. I'm just in a mess. I'm telling you the truth. I was over to see my Aunt Sophrony yesterday, and she called up the Smith, the butcher, and she says, "Hello, this is Aunt Sophrony. Will you send me some nice veal cutlets right away?" And he says, "Well, I'm sorry, Sophrony, but we don't have any veal cutlets." And she says, "Well, just send me a couple of lean pork chops then." He says, "I'm sorry, Sophrony, but we ain't got no pork chops neither." She says, My, this is terrible. "Well, just send me a small sirloin steak. We'll have to do this." Ain't Sophrony. He says, I'm sorry, but we ain't got no steak neither. She got mad about that time. She says, ain't this here Mr. Smith the butcher? And he says, no, this is Smith the florist. She said, well, just send me a dozen white lilies and my husband starved to death by now.
Well, we're still coming at you with the Checkerboard Fun Fest, friends. And right now it's Mike McGuard is Madeline and 12th Street Rag. Now, in and out of our checkerboard reporters. Are you ready, men? It's him singing time at Checkerboard Square, and today the old Hickory Singers and I would like to join in and sing a grand old favorite, Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow. That looks like it for now, friends, but we'll be back. Meanwhile, drop around to the Purina store today. Before you forget it, look up the name in the yellow pages of the phone book. Now, to meet again, this is Eddie Otto saying, I'll be seeing you.
Checkerboard Fun Fest comes to you from your local Purina dealer, the man who sells checkerboard feed and most everything you need to raise poultry and livestock rights.